This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Kara Hart. Schnucks grocery stores are removing some items from salad bars due to concerns of E. coli, even though investigators still don't know the cause of the outbreak. Nearly two dozen people have been sickened by the illness in St. Louis and four surrounding counties. Mid-Missouri farmers are voicing concerns about the Army Corps of Engineers' 2012 flood plan. KBIA's Martin Stowski has this report.
At the fourth in a series of public input sessions Thursday night in Jefferson City, farmers and representatives of lawmakers shared opinions and criticism on how the Corps handled the historic flooding last May, June, and July. In 2011, water runoff from the Missouri River was the highest since 1898, but the budget plan spent less than $10 million on flood control while spending $72 million on wildlife and conservation efforts. Many farmers, such as Dan Kinzel, lost thousands in crops last summer and feel that flood control is not considered a priority.
There should be a balance of needs with the environment and stakeholders along the river, not just for the environment, but for the people that live and work along the river also. And it gets to a point that you just get frustrated with everything.
The U.S. Army Corps' Brigadier General John McMahon says the river system is still vulnerable and will remain so until water comes down off the levee. Martin Stavsky, KBIA News.
U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill is expanding a survey that allows patients at Veterans Affairs medical centers to rate the quality of service they received. McCaskill plans to be in Columbia tomorrow to announce she'll be providing the surveys for patients at that VA facility. Some of the rarest of all North American bison have now arrived at their new home in North Missouri. Kirk Wayman reports.
The Dunn Ranch, northwest of Bethany, Missouri, contains 1,000 acres of original, unplowed prairie land. This week, 37 bison arrived there, all of which have pure bison genetics, one of just 8 herds nationwide with no cattle genes. Dunn Ranch manager Randy Arndt says the effort will help grazing at the rare prairie land site and further the American bison population.
At one point, they had been reduced to actually less than, I think, 1,000 animals in the United States at one time. But now there's more than 400,000 in private and government herds across the country, so they're no longer threatened. However, we're reintroducing bison here at Dunn Ranch in order to restore an ecological process.
Ranch officials hope to get about 30 more bison next year, and if breeding efforts are successful, expect nearly 350 bison will be at the North Missouri site in 5 years. I'm Kirk Wayman reporting.
The Cardinals' 10-9 11th inning victory over the Texas Rangers in Game 6 received the best World Series overnight television rating since 2009. Thursday night's game got a 13.8 overnight rating and a 23 share in the major markets. It was the highest rated World Series game since the New York Yankees series clincher against Philadelphia got a 15.5 2 years ago. Conventional property zoning operates on the belief that properties should be grouped by their use. Columbia's planning and development director, Tim Teddy, wants to challenge that statement. He advocates switching from a form-based code for certain areas of the city. Form-based zoning focuses on how buildings physically fit into a neighborhood rather than their specific use. Teddy says the practice would allow more flexibility for property owners.
It's very directly looking at how the buildings interact with the streets and each other and allow some interchangeability of uses so long as you have a number of commercial uses that are compatible with each other. And
Teddy says most of Columbia would stay with the traditional zoning model and that form-based codes would be most likely enacted for neighborhoods downtown. Kara Hart, KBIA News.